More than 20 years ago, distinguished children's author Virginia Hamilton put together a collection of African-American folktales. She called the book The People Could Fly. There are 24 stories in all, including He Lion, Bruh Bear, and Bruh Rabbit.
"I've known He Lion a long kind of time," Bruh Bear said. "I'll go with you," said Bruh Rabbit. "I've known He Lion most long as you." That bear and that rabbit went off through the forest. They kept hearing something. Mumble, mumble. Couldn't make it out. They got farther in the forest. They heard it plain now. "Me and myself. Me and myself."
Actor James Earl Jones and Virginia Hamilton narrate several stories on a companion CD. But in the case of The People Could Fly, a picture really is worth a thousand words, thanks to illustrators Leo and Diane Dillon. They've been collaborating for more than 50 years and join me now. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So, I'm great. You know, you've been married and working together for 5 decades. Tell me how you met Leo and about your courtship.
We met in Parsons School of Design. And the first thing I saw was this drawing on a wall, which really made me angry because it was so good. And I found out that it was Diane who did it. And so for the next 4 years, we were really competitors.
And Diane, some people may not know this because you are illustrators, but you're an interracial couple. You married in 1957. Did you ever have moments where it was difficult either to simply live in your communities or even to find work?
Well, it was a very interesting time, and we had a lot of experiences, both bad and good. That would take hours to go through all of the interesting things that happened to us, but we survived it and are still here to tell the tale.
I love how you use the word interesting.
Yeah.
How do you two work? It's interesting to think about two people working on one illustration.
Well, we work on everything together, handing it back and forth, and take whatever changes came.
And Diane, let me ask you about another aspect of your work. As you're working with your husband, you are working often on African-American figures. Did you have a learning process in terms of depicting African-American characters, or was it just like any other drawing that you'd done before?
Well, I do think it's a matter of observation, careful study, and that is a quality that you have to have as an illustrator to begin with, but I think that it's always a learning process, and in fact, we feel we're still learning today.
So turning to Virginia Hamilton, what was your relationship with her?
We met her after when we were signing books, and we had an instant rapport and became good friends over the years.
So you guys got to know her only after your collaboration, and give me a sense of how you worked on this project. Did you ever, for example, read a story, Leo, and say, you know what, I got nothing to draw about this. There's no ideas that come to mind. Or was there always something that came to mind?
No. Well, when you read her stories, she's the easiest author to illustrate for because everything she writes, there's a picture there. I will say one thing as an aside, though. When we first met her and we were signing together, we had never had the experience of someone who wrote so large that it left no room for our signatures. I always remember that about Virginia.
We used to tell her to make it smaller and leave us a little space to sign, too.
That's funny. Now, you've won back-to-back Caldecott medals for children's book illustration. I certainly am familiar with your book, Ashanti to Zulu, which is another classic. Why do you keep doing what you do?
Well, for one thing, we like to eat. I think that's a constant.
We also had a mission because when our son was born, there were very few, if any, books that reflected his world. And there weren't any children that looked like him in the picture books, especially the quality picture books. So we would spend the night tenting in, making Asians and Africans and whatever in his books before we gave them to him. And then we thought that we should be representing all people, and especially people who have been left out. So that has been our basic goal, trying to include people.
Now, what's your favorite tale from the book, The People Could Fly?
Oh, I like Wiley and the Hairy Man. They were all fun, though. They were each one so different and unique, and we had a lot of fun illustrating this. Art is not necessarily fun because there were a lot of problems we had to go through, but it was a book that we did with pure enjoyment.
So how does doing what you do as business partners affect or reflect what you do as marriage partners? How do those two things go together?
Well, there have been times when we weren't speaking as husband and wife, but we had to meet a deadline, and so we had to talk to each other. It may have been in clipped sentences, but it kept us talking, and I think that because of that, we couldn't stay angry at each other for too long, and we'd finally, you know, just let it go and give each other the raspberry, and then we'd be back to normal again. But it's been an interesting life, and when the artwork isn't going right, it's always great to have someone there to discuss it and go over it and look at it and maybe see what is the problem. It's a nice combination once we've worked it out, and that took years to work out, really.
Leo, what do you think?
I think the same thing. I think that it's been a very interesting marriage. I think that we both think of art as the epitome of anything, and so we see eye to eye on the main thing. The other things we can argue around, but as long as we have that in common, we're okay.
Well, Leo, Diane, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure to talk to you, too.
Yeah, you too.
Artists Leo and Diane Dillon illustrated The People Could Fly, a collection of Black American folk tales. The book's recently been reissued after more than 20 years, and here's the author, Virginia Hamilton, reading from the title story.
The slaves who could not fly told about the people who could fly to their children when they were free. When they sat close before the fire in the free land, they told it. They did so love firelight and freedom and telling. They say that the children of the ones who could not fly told their children. And now, me, I have told it to you.
You can hear this story as well as others at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, Africa Update.